Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Shocked you talking to me. It's always fun game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz is making an executive decision, and I've gone over Guru's head. This could be a very...
You'd be about 6'5".
This could be a troubling moment for our relationship. Here's what we're doing. I'm telling you, this is what we're doing. Now we got calls on Draymond.
No, that's just we want to play the hits.
We'll talk Draymond this segment, but I do want to get back to the Niners.
All right.
I definitely want to get back to the Niners.
Can somebody back the camera off of me? It's too close. It's in my space. The guy called and said yesterday he was built like me. What did he say? For comfort, I went to the gym.
Yeah, Evan wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, he missed that call. I'll tell him later. But anyway, back it up.
All right, Draymond Green walked off the bench last night into
Everyone
the locker room.
Has a personal agenda.
Stayed there for 10, 20 minutes, came back out, joined his team. And he was asked about what he's doing, and he answered it. But what about the team?
I think we're headed in the right direction. No one's happy about being 15-15, but I think we're starting to figure out different things, rotations.
You know what? I can't listen to it. Dude, I can't listen to it. Let's take some calls.
It's so hypocritical, man.
I can't listen to it.
It is.
Let's start out, with Paul in Hayward. What's going on, Paul? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Back at you.
Happy holidays. So, my thing, I think if the Warriors want to maximize Steph, they need to minimize Dre. I mean, this guy has a history, right? I think Dre punched Splash Brothers 2.0 in the face. Right? Dude needs some anger management classes, and I think he needs to call Jack Nicholas.
Jack.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call. I mean,
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, one of his greatest movies.
Well, I don't know if he meant Nicholas or Nicholson.
Oh, God.
Jack Nicholas had a very even temper.
I believe Jack Nicholson was also in a movie called Anger Management.
Really? And I did this before. I get him confused. Yeah.
One guy golfs, one guy's an actor.
I got you. Bonte just left. You were gone. And we got a little reminiscent of BS&G those days. Remember Vegas?
Yeah.
I think we're ignoring something with this Draymond situation. Right on the table, brought to you by Atkins.
All right.
For the holidays. they're playing better when he's out. And exactly. Monty Poole asked and posed that to Kerr. Kerr didn't talk about, he just said guys were hungry. But what do you do and how many people do you think in on Warriors way have took note of that? And I'm wondering if Draymond's taking note of that and he's is bothering him. Because he obviously felt like he was being picked on in front of the group right. after that turnover.
Right.
But it's bigger than the day. I always tell you, stuff festers. And then once one thing pops off, you know, you're doing stuff from 3 days ago that you didn't speak on. But the bottom line is they're faster, the ball moves, and I'm wondering where this thing is going if his play doesn't improve.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's, again, this goes back a month. He has had a terrible month, and the Warriors have hung in there, you could almost say despite him.
Mm.
I mean, they played without him 3 games. They won 2 of them. You know, he got ejected from a game and then he left the team 2 other times. They played well without him. See, that's why this is not about like Draymond creating something that the fans and the media like latch on to more than it is. The reason it's a big deal is because he's playing poorly and they're playing poorly with him.
There you go.
Like that's what has crossed the threshold.
Hence
right
15
now.
And 15.
Exactly. He is not impacting winning like he has.
And go ahead.
That's it.
I want to say this to you all. Steiny, if Evan hit the breaking news sounder and we went down the roster to tell me the one Warrior that was not available for said game, Draymond, I would just cringe if he were the name that was going to miss that tonight's game. I'm no longer there. There is life without Draymond on this Warrior basketball team. Because he ain't guarding the dudes anymore, especially the ones with the ball trying to ha-ha. That's where I'm at. Yeah. If you were to tell me he was out Christmas and I'll be on the floor with my son at the game against Clay, like, they're going to be okay. But years ago, I'd be like, oh my gosh, who's going to do this and that? And to beat his chest at the post-game presser last night and remind us he ran all the offense, I wanted to say, is that what it's come to, Dre? Now that's your scoreboard? You got to remind. We know. Only had one turnover tonight. That's a battle Clay was facing at the end that he didn't win.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. This is from the 408 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I suggested this yesterday. You can't expect Draymond to play center and then come through on offense. I don't think his offense is any good anyway. So I don't think he's going to score more if he doesn't play center. But I thought of that yesterday. I'm like, don't play him at 5 anymore. Just don't play him at 5. Play him with Post or play him with Trayce Jackson-Davis or play him with Horford when he gets back.
Well, I thought
then he'll go from 28 minutes to 22 minutes. What's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is,
I mean, seriously,
I think they tried to do that and they went and got a guy that couldn't help him, Al Horford. And you're okay. I'm not saying like that. That gets me more mad. But
my point is you got to play him at 4 more now. But his 4 skills aren't off the charts.
Hello.
Let's go to James in Oakland. What's up, James? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. How you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, man.
Right on, man.
You guys talking about Draymond. I've been saying this for years, man. Golden State needs to get rid of this loudmouth prima donna while he still has some freaking value. This dude is notorious for starting trash, going on podcasts, saying the most outlandish, ridiculous stuff just to get views. He's a small forward that can't shoot, and they put him in as a power forward center. The dude's been in the league for 15 seasons. Pull up his stats. He hasn't even broke 5,000 points.
Mm. Yeah, he's got other skills. He's got other skills.
Like you think I'm just playing and we're going to get to the Niners. Steiny, I am stunned, man. I am stunned that the antagonist to him last night was his own coach and he thought the best thing to do was leave his team hanging because the game was not decided when he left. That's on your ledger. You're supposed to be the heart and soul. But what's bothering me is there's cracks in his armor because his play and his ears now are ultra sensitive. Mm-hmm. And you got to get up after you deem the coach calling you out. I can't wait to hear his podcast, Donnie. And hopefully he speaks up.
Stop.
What you mean?
Please.
Please what? Like I did.
I can care less what he says on his podcast.
No, he has to assess his play.
He just talked about it.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to be different on his podcast than he was last night?
That's a phenomenal question. I would hope.
I'm done. What's he going to say on his podcast? You know what I mean?
So he'll be in the starting lineup Christmas, huh?
I hope not. I'm due a victory lap.
Man.
All right. Let's
this victory Tuesday.
Yeah, let's move on to the Niners. And I'll tell you how we're going to do it. Frankie Eyelashes, let's get us into the Niners to start us out. What's up, Frankie? How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just kind of sad in life, but I wanted to tell you that
what's wrong,
I love listening
Frankie?
To you. Your voice. Oh, my two dogs died. So my whole life is different now. But I'm
sorry to hear that, Frankie. Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I used to hate on Kyle Shanahan. Because remember, I don't know if I told you, I won a whole bunch of money. I bet futures and I bet the Chiefs. I don't know if you remember. Yeah. I was screaming when they were going to three-peat, and I kind of blew it because I didn't bet them to get there.
Yeah.
And I was up to $100,000. No, I'm not playing around. I pick futures, and I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And these people that come on the radio that were ripping on the Dodgers that hate them, they've won 3 world championships in 5 years. You ride the teams that win world championships. Everybody in the Bay Area. Futures are coming in on long shots now.
How the Niners looking with the futures?
Dude, you wouldn't believe how high I got them.
Uh-oh.
Can you guess, you guys, what odds I got?
I'll let Guru do this.
Yes. Plus 1,100, Frankie.
No, I bet I got 23-1 because I missed them at 33.
Wow, man.
And I knew what was going on. So I ran back up and I chunked them again for 15-1.
Look at
and
Frankie.
And now they're probably, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Frankie, Frankie. You got your
Frankie's got some cash.
Got the eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
It's the Super Bowl. All right. 49ers, 11-4. Kyle Shanahan, how did Brock Purdy play last night?
Yeah, he did awesome, man. Played really well. Got on him for a couple he missed, but it was pretty close to perfect game. So he did a hell of a job.
All right. So where are we?
Five touchdowns.
Where are we now with Purdy? I mean, we're all systems go, okay, right?
Yeah. It looks like the 2023 version of him when he was up for the MVP and they went to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, Stoney, how can I rob him of where he's at, man? And Indianapolis, I thought before the game, was a perfect illustration or exhibit of a team that, okay, you guys do it against them. You got my respect. They did it. And not since Steve Young has a 9 quarterback in the Super Bowl thrown for 5 touchdowns. And he was letting it fly. And there's no telling. And somebody came at me with the "we believe." They said, "We believe Goo ended in the second round. I know." And Niner fans would be disappointed if the Niners lost in the second round. I don't know. I feel like the Niners are playing with house money. That's just me. But if somehow they get the number one seed, do you think this offense is loaded enough, or Kyle's getting them or putting them in position to where McCaffrey, Kittle, and Brock can lead them to the Super Bowl or NFC Championship game?
Yeah. I mean, they certainly got a chance.
Wow.
And
they're already in the dance. That's just amazing already, in itself.
They're already in. So how good was Brock Purdy last night?
I thought he was excellent. 95, he threw an interception, the ball was high. Passer rating of 126.8, but I thought he was phenomenal. I mean, Jennings almost had 100. He had 5%. He spread the ball around. Kittle,
yeah,
7 for 115. McCaffrey, Bourne, Robinson, Sky Moore catching balls.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Upton Stout making plays. Alfred Collins is a huge human, Stoney. He's popping for me. I know, you know, you look at the box scores, that doesn't tell the story, but the dude is almost, what, 332, 6'5", a beast. And he's just popping to me. Him and Upton Stout, I thought, had good games too. And Robert Saleh. It was a track meet. They gave up 27, Stoney. I get it. And that'll probably be the death of them. But, man, I feel like they got action when they take the field. What word am I looking for? Stoney, tell me what you think. They play with a spirit. Like a spirit of, yeah, we ain't got all the that's too strong.
That's enough.
I got too churchy on you. No, I'm serious. Like, there's a spirit to them, man. Like, they don't know who they are defensively, and they don't care. It's like, we just out here balling, we going to make plays. And they get, hey, Phillip Rivers was eating for a bit, but I'm starting to think, man, do I have to recalibrate, you know, where, how far I think this team can go?
Well, I wonder what, I mean, look, from week one against the Seattle Seahawks.
Could have lost that game, easy.
You know, it's been a very different year. And, you know, halfway through the season, I didn't think this team was really going anywhere. I saw the schedule, and I was like, well, they still could stumble into 10 wins and make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going anywhere. But like I've said, their play combined with everybody else in the conference having some warts or at least some clunker games, then it makes you think they can beat anybody in their conference. So, like, that, you know, when you say 49er.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fans would be disappointed if they win a round and then lose in, let's say, what would that be, the NFC?
That'd
be the NFC championship game. If
they get number one seed, you mean?
Right. I mean, I guess if they get the number one seed and they lose in the NFC title game at home, yes, that'll be very disappointing. I'm wondering if they don't get that number one seed.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
What the expectations of this team are. And also, if they are the number one team, do you just assume that they're going to the Super Bowl?
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah, and it's all about the defense at that point. But, sorry, let me just – do you think the Niners are better than Seattle, or do you feel like in 2 weeks when they hook up, you know, anything could pop off? I feel like anything could pop off. Obviously, the edge to me would be Seattle with their defense. What about the Bears? We're going to see them clash this Sunday night. Like, I don't think the Niners are not in the Bears' class. What about the Eagles? I think they struggle against whoever they play with all that talent they have. My point is, anybody can be had. And right now, the Niners are the fifth seed. Carolina's the fourth. Carolina, and you know, they still got to punch their ticket. But my point is, partner, it is wide. Jerry Rice on a good day, it is wide open.
Yeah, it's what team in the NFC is most equipped to win two or three playoff games in a row?
The Rams, to me.
Okay, and I would still put the Eagles there ahead of the Niners.
And the Niners are ahead of the Rams.
I mean, I would just...
Right now.
You know, Seattle, I don't know what to make of them, but we'll see them the last game of the year.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the 49ers, what are the Seahawks are 12-3, right?
Yeah, they're number one seed.
Well, the 49ers play an 11-4 team and then a 12-3 team.
And they need this game, the Seattle, to get the number one seed in a week off. You know, they got a game this week, but I'm assuming they handle business at Carolina. They play Carolina. Like, this is awesome.
This is more Kyle Shanahan about the last two games at Levi Stadium.
Last night was the first time I mentioned anything about that, just because we got in the playoffs last night. You know, I told him all year I don't want to talk about that, and but last night we got in, so I was able to talk about that. And when you know you're in the playoffs, that then you shift your goals next, and that's trying to make the playoffs the best situation we can possibly do. So we'd love to try to play a home game of Levi's, and we knew the only way to do that was to win tonight versus the Colts, and we got that done, and we got elected to do that versus Chicago.
I mean, just think about what, go ahead. What's in balance? You could be on the road for three, or you can have a week off and be at home for two. And if you take care of business, you play in the Super Bowl at home.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, they put themselves.
Talk about stakes.
Yeah, they put themselves in a great spot, no doubt about it. Kyle Shanahan got a little reflective about what's gotten it done for this team this year.
I mean, each team's so different. Each game's so different. But, I mean, we had so much turnover this year. So we do have a ton of new guys. We have a ton of guys who have been here who have stepped it up. And I don't think we've dropped any games that we should have won. You know, I think we've been able to stay consistent throughout the year. And I think we came in with a mindset just taking it one game at a time and trying to get better throughout the year. And I think we have. I think we did today. And it's important that we continue that.
All right, Kyle Shanahan, he was asking that question specifically was about comparing last year's team, which lost 11
right.
games, to this year's team, which has 11 wins right now, and is seeking out the first seed in the NFC.
Stoney, right now, I don't feel like a sportscaster. I feel like a sports pastor with what I'm about to say.
Oh.
This is why I love sports. So you're telling me, for the Niners to pull off this number one seed in a magical season already, in my estimation, you got to play and host the number one seed Seattle Seahawks in your division the last week of the season, and then the number two seed currently this Sunday night at home. So there is no more, oh, you're getting layups in regard to who you play. You got to go through the dogs, the gauntlet.
They have to come through you. You get them both at home. The schedule just continues.
But they're ahead of
time. They've gotten every break.
No,
and now the good teams they play, they get to play at home.
No, man. Do you know what their confidence is going to be on one thou wow?
Who's?
If the Niners, if somehow you beat the Bears and Seattle to claim it.
Okay.
Then you get I wouldn't even want a week off. At that point, you're rolling. Like, that's what I love
Settle.
About it. No, I can't.
Settle.
I can't. Because I know if this were the Giants in Arizona, they
okay,
had to play.
So in your
we
mind,
would be like, to me.
I guess, like, listen to what you just said. In your mind, you're like, I don't even want a week off if we get the number one. Like,
I'm having fun.
I mean,
but yeah, of course their bodies want to heal, but I'm just saying they're hot as fish grease at that point, and they might be hot as fish grease now.
Put your money where your mouth is. They're going to end the season on a 10-game win streak.
I don't think they can win both.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Well, then,
but the possibility is there. And that's what life's about. It's tapping into the what ifs. I can't hate right now, Stoney. I can't.
I'm not asking you to hate. I'm asking you to not fast forward to February 5th.
If Ben Johnson, can he feast against this Niner defense? I think he can. But I thought the Colts could too. My arm might be stronger than Phillip Rivers right now, and I'm older.
It's not. It's not.
Sorry, it ain't far.
You're older than him, and he plays professional football.
But did you see his arms and shoulders
Guru.
In the cut tank top after the game? I was
Evan.
Looking like, yikes.
Carter.
Yes, I was like, yikes. I can throw steel, Stoney.
See?
Like, I could go to Alvarado Park after the show.
Oh, my God.
Have my neighbor film me
today.
And throw the ball, Evan. It would go 35, 40 yards easy.
Okay.
All right. Like, I can do that now at 50. What part don't you believe?
Because you'd be throwing it to the left side of the field and it would end up on the right side of the field. That's what we're talking about.
So I hit a softball 300 plus.
Oh, my God.
At this company softball game. I was 50 then.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you. That happened. Evan was there.
Let's talk more about your prowess.
Like, this is a fascinating season, though. Seriously, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. You guys are 49er fans out there, and your squad is 11-4. How you got here has been pretty different, pretty unique. There's no doubt about it. You got two more games left, one against an 11-4 Bears team, one against a 12-3 Seattle Seahawks team. And what is and what are your expectations of this team? Or will, you know what? Will they depend on where the seeding ends up? If they get a number one seed, you'll feel a certain way. If they don't, you'll feel another kind of way. I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't know if their first game, if they don't get the number one seed, they're probably going to go on the road.
Yeah,
and
no
I
doubt.
Think, I mean, they will go on the road.
Yeah.
But I think they can win a road game. Mm. It's three road games in a row.
Gotcha.
That I think is asking a little bit too much.
But you take one at a time, but I hear you.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they win last night. They need two more wins to get the number one seed in the NFC. So things are starting to lock in for the Niners. 888-957-9570 is the number. Okay. What do you think about the way they've used McCaffrey this year? Because that's what I want to get into on the other side. You know, I'm watching a game last night with Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
And
I just don't understand.
You know, the one thing I got to say for Shanahan is he refuses to not put the ball in McCaffrey's hands.
And how much of that is equated to this success offensively, you know? F what Guru and Stani and Evan are talking about in regard to touches.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Have your expectations for this team changed? And what'd you think of last night's game? They went into Indy, 48 points, Purdy with five TDs, Kittle a monster game, McCaffrey a monster game. Let's talk about it at 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This segment is also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.